Andrew, Maudlin, Rebecca, and Will, Pretty Peg with Joseph and Mary, Peter the plumber and Miles of the mill, Bess of the buttery and all of the dairy. They went and gathered young primroses to make them sundry sorts of posies. William put on his holiday jacket, Gristle put in her russet grey, Meg had a ribbon hung down to her placket, and so they went gingling all the way. To solace their lives and sweeten their labour, they met on a green with a pipe and a table. Frinkum, Frankum is a fine dance, young Tib did trip it on her toes, and Joan came into the place by chance, whose cheeks were like the crimson rose. They coupled themselves like birds of a feather, and footed it finely all together. Jane began to jostle with Thomas, Humphrey thought to find her there, yet Nelly forsooth did fail in her promise, because she did not like his wear. 'Tis a dainty thing to handle a baby, and Joan in the dark is as good as my lady. Kester took Hester by the hand, come play us a tune, thou trusty trout, a match, quoth Roger, and if it doth stand. And so they jumbled round about, with sailingers round and the French canaries, that passed Jack Pudding and all his figaries. Ralph got Rachel about the middle, and Simon sucked up all the eggs. Philip did play with his bagpipe and fiddle, while jumping Joan did shake her legs. Her apron was white and her petticoat red, and they were most sweetly brought to bed. Paul the peddler is a boon blade, and the broom man is another, for they belong to the tribe of Gad, and learned this action of their mother. Tom Tinker's wear is special metal, and Dennis did smile like a firmary kettle. Richard's feather will never leave wagging, James and Nan into the coal hole are gotten, and simple Nick will never leave bragging, because his father is dead and rotten. When Jack from Mary her portion hath got, 'tis need that makes the old wife trot. Robin's nose will never leave droping, hang up sorrow, cast away care, and Cupid catch young Sarah napping, as Moss by chance did catch his mare. Her apron is too short before, which made poor Marjorie cry full sore. Old small smock Sam delights to vow, for love will creep where it can't go. Ned's nose will serve for a poor man's saw, and Kate did tread upon his toe. Young men do love to be with maids, and Gillian was like the Queen of Spades. Clem the carrier is come home, and brought to town good fish and mustard. Priscilla did dance a jig with Tom, which made his buttocks quake like a custard. With clipping and kissing and kind embraces, the young men tumbled about with their lasses. Jockey and Jenny with Arthur of Bradley, Roger of Coverley, and his consort did trick him and trim it wonderfully madly, and so they concluded and ended their sport. The horse can trot and the mare can amble, and so I end my country ramble.